brought to you by Penguin.
The Memory of Animals by Claire Fuller. Read by Genevieve Gaunt. Dearest H, is it possible to fall in love at 12 with an octopus? I met him in the Ionian Sea when I was snorkeling off the beach where my father had his hotel. I like to think he loved me back, as you maybe did too. I wonder often where you are and how you're doing. Are you dead or alive? Was it wrong what I did? And is it better to live a small life, contained and enclosed, where everything is provided and the unexpected rarely happens? A safe life? Or one where you swim out into the unknown and risk everything? I chose for you, since the choice wasn't yours to make. But I wanted to write, to apologize, to ask your forgiveness, to explain myself. Neffy. Day 0, minus 2. A nurse collects me from the ground floor lobby and takes me and my wheeled suitcase up in the lift. I smell the familiar odors of disinfectant and industrial cleaner, mixed with a kind of hopeful hopelessness. The nurse, whose head is level with my chest, is wearing the ubiquitous hospital top and loose trousers, the same as the nurses wore in the clinic in the hills above Big Sur and in the hospital in Athens. She's also got on a medical face mask like me, but above her brown eyes, neatly drawn eyebrows arch. She asks whether I had a good journey, even though she must know they sent a car, and that I sat in the back with a plastic screen between me and the driver. What she doesn't know is that I was smarting from the argument with Justin, while the phone in my pocket vibrated with messages from him and Mum. Apologies at first, rising to warnings and then angry admonishments to turn back now. Part of me worried I'd made another bad decision, but the more my phone buzzed, the more determined I became. I try to calm myself by watching the empty streets of central London go by and counting the number of pedestrians we passed. When the car pulled up outside the unit, I was up to 33. The nurse has an accent. Thai, I guess. The lift stops on the second floor, the top floor. She tells me 16 other volunteers will be arriving and that I'm the first. Volunteers is the word she uses, although we are being paid. That, for me, is the point. We'll get you settled in, the nurse says. No need to be nervous. I'm fine, I say, although I'm not sure I am. The lift doors open to a windowless reception with a long desk behind which sits a young woman in a white uniform. Vaccine Biopharm is displayed in large letters on the wall with "Your dreams are reality" beneath. An extravagant flower arrangement is at one end of the desk, a dozen tall stalks with orange flowers in a glass vase, and beside the lift, there is some soft seating and a low table with glossy magazines fanned across it. The place looks like an advertising company from some American television series. Good afternoon, the receptionist says from behind her mask. This is Nefeli, the nurse says. Hello, Nefeli. The receptionist speaks like a children's TV presenter, too gleeful. It's Neffy, I say. Hello. The receptionist's nails click on her keyboard as she checks me in. Room one? The nurse asks. Room one? The receptionist says as though this is the best room. The nurse leads me to a wide corridor of closed doors and recessed lighting, a nurse's station, hand sanitation units at intervals along the wall, and glove dispensers. Our shoes squeak on the vinyl flooring, which is...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?